You don't have to study the Didier and Newhouse campaigns for very long before hearing a familiar theme.
Meet conservative Dan Newhouse, a Central Washington farmer.
My mom and dad taught me how to farm.
Clint Didier raises alfalfa on the plains near Pasco. Dan Newhouse grows hops and fruit in the Yakima Valley. For voter Sergio Marquez, it's a familiar campaign refrain.
Because I am a farmer, so I know what they really exactly what they need. I know what they want, and I want to give it to them.
Marquez grows apples in Wapato. Here's what he wants.
Our main problem right now, we don't have enough help.
By help, he means workers to pick his fruit. This year alone, Marquez says he's had 10 of his 50 employees deported. Both Didier and Newhouse support stricter immigration enforcement, but they part ways on tone and emphasis. Newhouse looks to Europe as a model.
Many countries have allowed workers from other countries to cross their borders, work, and then go back home. Through an enhanced guest worker program, through legal status, I think we can get there.
He describes migrant farm workers with words like undocumented and hardworking. Here's Didier.
Give them an opportunity to come forward. If they don't come forward, we got to have profiling. There's nothing wrong with it. We catch them, we deport them.
Didier wants to bolster border security with a heavy military presence. But most of his positions call for less government.
Now, in the Didier campaign, we have a simple equation. More government equals less freedom. Less government equals more freedom.
That view sometimes clashes with federal support for agriculture here. Didier received almost $300,000 in farm subsidies up until 2010. Then he renounced them before running for public office. His farm relies on water from a federal irrigation project, but he wants to strip federal control of the water supply it creates. Newhouse sees it differently.
I feel very good about advocating for further funding our water projects in this state. I can make the case as a conservative that those are not only good investments, but they are commitments by the federal government.
Newhouse served as head of Washington's Department of Agriculture, and he has the backing of the biggest names in agribusiness. Farmer Rella Ryman says she's fed up with the establishment. She hopes Didier will help cut through her industry's ties to politics.
Because of the taxation, because of the rules and regulations through pesticide department, Department of Ecology, on and on and on.
Never mind what those rules and regulations are meant to accomplish. Mike Gempler runs the Washington Growers League. He sees that frustration as an important part of Didier's appeal. But he says there's a danger in what he calls Didier's emotional approach to policy.
I think anybody who boils down immigration to fear and anger, as he appears to have done, as being unrealistic.
He says candidates may do well to stake out a strong position, but the world runs on compromise. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Yakima.